very, very warm welcome to Season 3, Episode 1.
Yay!
Of the Really Bad Mental Health Podcast. I think this is episode 30 in total.
According to the agenda, it is.
According to the agenda, which the lovely Lisa Loves to Lift has written.
Thank you.
So it's Adam, and Lisa, and of course, in the corner over there, supping on a can of Coke, Mr. Producer David. So welcome. Welcome, everyone. Lise, how are you?
I'm all right.
Good.
I'm all right. It's been a long time since we've done this.
Time.
A very long time.
Been way too long.
6 months.
6 months.
It was
we had
May.
A 6 month break. We always knew we were going to have a 6 month break, didn't we?
Yeah. It was planned.
No, we didn't.
I'm trying to be professional. Yeah.
No, absolutely not. It was a terrible thing for us to do. We wanted to record straight away, but we didn't. Took us 6 months, didn't it?
6 months. It's taken a long time. But here we are.
And a lot has happened in that time, hasn't it?
A lot has happened.
But we will come to that. That's first of all. So how are you, Lise? What's new? What's happened in the last 6 months? What have you been up to?
It's been a bit of a mixed bag, I would say. I've had some lovely times and some not so lovely times.
Okay.
And I'm not afraid, ashamed to say that I've been back in therapy for a few weeks.
Which is good.
Which is good, yes. I recognised the signs a lot earlier this time.
Excellent.
And yeah, so did something about it and it's helped. So,
it didn't take a breakdown in the back of a car coming back.
Not this time, no. It's a bit more of a like, maybe I should go and see Claire again.
Yeah, that's cool.
Managing it, as yes. I think we spoke about, maybe, and I don't know, my memory's not that good, in the last episode or the one before.
One before last, I think, wasn't it? Yeah.
About managing our mental health and when we know when to go back and
talk. Yeah, and it is a constant kind of cycle, isn't it, of, dealing with it.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah,
so that's a good thing, that's positive.
Yeah, I've had some nice times. I went to Italy, I went to Lake Como for a few days.
Excellent.
Which was lovely, very lovely place. I would highly recommend going, but plan your ferries, I would say, is my tip if you're going to Como. Mm. Because they like to cancel them.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that was beautiful. A lovely time over there. And I've not really been up to much else.
Just same old.
Same old. Just the gym. Yeah. I love the gym. That's my mental health, you know, my get out. So yeah, gym in, busy at work. And yeah.
Excellent.
Having therapy.
Love it. Parv.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hiya, how you doing?
Hiya. You all right?
I'm very good, thank you.
Excellent. What's new?
What's new?
What have you been doing for the last 6 months, huh?
Oh, well,
just round up in a couple of minutes.
Most of it with you.
Yeah, that's true. I think we've only been apart, 4 days?
Yeah, and it was tough, man.
Yeah, it was.
I too have been abroad. I've been to Greece. I've been to Portugal.
Excellent.
I've been to the Netherlands, I think, since we recorded.
Well.
So I've done quite well. Very pleased with that. Very lucky boy.
Mm.
I've been up, I've been down. I too have been in counselling in that period.
Excellent.
7 or 8 sessions that took me from a really bad place into a really good place. Kudos to that counsellor. And then I just can't believe how quickly that 6 months has gone.
It's crazy. It only seems like yesterday we were recording, and here we're 6 months later.
In a new venue as well.
Well, we'll come to that later.
Oh, sorry, yes.
Oh, that's a spoiler. Mr. Collins.
I'm all right. I'm not gonna play it up. I'm in a bit of a bad way. I've recently had shoulder surgery, as you all know in this room, and it's hit me harder than I thought it was. I stupidly thought that I'd be all right after a week and I'd be back swimming and cycling and running. And I can barely lift my arm above my hip, which is pretty frustrating 10 days in. Stitches out today, I'm walking a lot, I'm trying to get out there. I've had a word with myself that, you know, no one's coming to help. The cavalry ain't coming. The only person who can sort this out is you. Change your mindset. You know, stiff upper lip.
Be kind to yourself.
Yeah,
that's what I said
exactly.
earlier. Be kind to yourself.
Yeah, my boss has been really kind and has told me to take this week off sick as well, which has helped. I'm not sleeping. But the last 6 months, I've been all right. I've been to Canada.
You have?
I've been to Tenerife, which was fantastic.
Nice.
And normal stuff that's going on. So as of today, in a bit of a bad way, last week was really tough, but we're good. We're good as a whole.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we're all rooting for you, mate.
Oh, bless you.
Can't really do much for you, but, you know, apart from... support you.
Yes, exactly.
I made cheesecake.
Well, I did. So, I've had cheesecake, Biscoff cheesecake
Biscoff
tonight, which
cheesecake.
Was fantastic.
My speciality. It's anything I can make in the world.
I've bought a load of nuts coated in something that was delicious.
Yes.
And I've drinking a can of Coke, so I've had a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
and it's repeating on me, so excuse me. And I'm on paracetamol and codeine, which is like a pretty good painkiller, I'll say.
Yeah.
The Oramorph was a bit spacey, and my addictive personality enjoyed that way too much. And so I've had to give that bottle to my lovely wife and ask her to remove it from the house because I would just drink it otherwise.
Wise.
Yeah. So we're good. We're good. So welcome, everyone, to the episode 30 of the Really Bad Mental Health Podcast. It's just three mates talking everything mental health and what we do as the Brave and Determined. We've got some really, really cool stuff that we need to talk about. And the first thing I want to talk about is 179 people through early intervention life-saving counselling, which is fantastic. I don't know where we were in May.
No, I was just thinking that.
No, I don't know where we were, but we've moved on considerably. We've been through some good times and we've been through some bad times with the Brave and Determined. We had to put a pause on our referrals in August because we were just overwhelmed. It was costing us so much money that the predictions looking forward would have meant our charity account would have been empty within 6 months. And really sadly, we've had to do it again in November. So we've got a trustee meeting on Saturday, Harv.
We do.
And we are going to talk about what we can do to make this more sustainable. Is that the word?
I think it's got, yeah, sustainable is the word because, you know, we at its current rate, it isn't sustainable. So, yes, that's what we have to do is make it sustainable.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking the other day and we said even if there was 3 million quid in our account, that's still not enough money.
No. Nope.
Because it would run out because the demand is so big. So we need to do something differently. And unfortunately, that I'm not going to go into what it means, but it means we're somehow going to have to restrict everyone.
We're at a big big crossroads, aren't we?
So, yeah.
But we've got a very important meeting on Saturday to...
Yeah.
Deal with that.
Yeah, and it's a really exciting time for the charity because trustee meeting's always good, brings us all together, gets us aligned, we're all pushing in the same direction, and it's going to be a really professional meeting. Even the lovely Lisa Loveslift is coming along, which is fantastic.
And she's prepared some slides.
And oh my God, I've seen those slides.
Were you impressed with them?
Oh man, I was blown
away. Given
that
I don't really know how to use, I mean, they weren't PowerPoint, but I don't ever do anything like that.
What, it wasn't
that.
Done on PowerPoint?
No, it's done on Canva.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Chris Whitty, eat your heart out.
Yes, so I don't do that kind of thing for my job or anything. So, yeah, it was a nice little...
And you are going to use... Next slide, please.
Next slide, please.
Excellent. Yeah. I loved it. And we don't need to go into it too much, but obviously you guys who are listening to the podcast know Lisa does our social media. And she's broken Instagram and Facebook down into genders, into locations, into most... what's the word? Like...
Interactions
on posts.
It's
fantastic.
Quite interesting stats. I should look at these stats more as a social media manager.
This is brilliant, though. Isn't it? It's exactly what we want, because then you can look at it and say, right, well, this is what works and this is what doesn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fantastic. I was very impressed, Lise. Very impressed.
Yes. Oh, I
look
do
forward
like
to
the...
seeing it on a big screen on Saturday.
So, what's been going on, Harv? I mean, what we're going to do today, there is no topic, effectively. We're just going to talk through in
the last 6 months.
Yeah, the last 6 months of what we've been doing. So, Harv, what have we been doing?
Well, I'm going to read off the list that was dutifully prepared by Lisa.
I think we should do more than just read off the list, though. We should probably, like, talk... Well, okay,
I'm
just
taking my guidance from the list.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay, my points.
I like it.
My points.
why did you say that so camply?
Because it just reminded me of League of Gentlemen.
Okay.
Yes. Anyway, last episode was in May, as we discussed, Lisa's 75k challenge. That's what we talked about
that
in the last
episode. That was the
episode.
Last episode, yeah.
Wow.
And the mental resilience.
Big achievement.
That was a big achievement.
Well, that was literally the last one. You had just finished it.
I just finished
Your
it.
Your feet
and we did,
were so swollen.
Yeah, so
they?
I had those horrible blisters on the back of my leg. Yeah. I've still got scars. They're still scarred. But,
so the question is, are you doing it again?
The temptation is very much there to do 100k next year.
100k.
What's it going to take to get you over the... get you commit to it?
Not a lot, really.
No?
You know me, I like a challenge. But yeah, it's probably just... It's expensive to on your own, like to buy your own place. And I feel like I probably can't... Not say can't, but it's always the same. When you do a charity place, it's always the same people who donate.
Yes.
And there are minimum requirements for the charity place of how much you have to raise. And seeing as I did that last year, I kind of think, maybe I should just do it for myself and just... pay
well,
the money and
let's talk about that.
Yeah,
that'll be good.
And maybe if I had two people to do it with me.
Who's out there, Lise?
I don't know. I'm looking
Pete,
around the room to see if anyone would like to join me.
Well, I am tempted. I will admit, I am tempted. Yeah,
there you go.
We've got kind of a big event next year.
That's not on the list. No, I forgot. That's not on the list, I wasn't sure whether you were allowed to shop
there. One thing at a time. Yeah. 100K is a very, 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 very long, long way.
It's another 25K on what I did, which is probably like another 5 hours,
and
I guess.
It took you over 24 hours last time, wasn't it? 24 hours and like a couple of minutes,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. But I feel, yeah, I feel like I just want to do it to prove to myself that I can.
Let's just say there's some discussion to be had.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
I look forward to those discussions.
Okay. Right. Next one, half. Read from the list.
Okay, so shortly after we recorded the last podcast, we had the honour, I'm going to call it the honour, of being chosen as
easy for you to say,
yeah,
Carl.
Quite. Chosen as the Mayor of Shaftesbury's Charity of the Year.
Which is fantastic.
It's absolutely fantastic, and it's involved a lot of events throughout the summer.
Most of them rainy.
Yeah, nearly exclusively yeah. rainy.
I think if we look back on our summer in the UK, it was rain. I remember sitting in the garden twice.
Yeah, it's been terrible.
Yeah, horrendous.
It wasn't great, was it?
No, terrible. And I think we're in for a cold winter as well, aren't we? I've been reading some stuff that said cold winter. Yeah, I said the same. PD is saying we need a cold winter.
Now,
my iPhone
weather does get a little bit carried away, but I looked earlier and it was saying, I think it goes 2 weeks ahead. The snowflakes were in.
Ooh.
So we'll see. Yeah. We will see.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? That would be nice. But anyway, sorry, enough of the weather.
Yeah.
Mayor's Charity of the Year. What does that mean, Harv?
That means that there are a number of events that go on throughout the year that the mayor puts on. Do I say mayor right?
Is
mayor.
It mayor?
Mayor.
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 Well, I would say
well, that sounds
it's,
like a horse,
you say
it, mayor?
Yeah, you say it like M-A-R-E, like mayor, like a female horse.
Well, the mayor.
But don't you?
Yeah,
how do you say squirrel?
Squirrel.
Squirrel, go on.
I want to say it
squirrel.
Now.
Squirrel. I went to school with
squirrel.
A girl who would say squirrel.
Squirrel.
In fact, she used to go to CrossFit.
Oh, who?
But I can't name her now, not on air. No. But I'll tell you afterwards. But she would say squirrel. And I was like, what?
Squirrel?
You mean squirrel? No, squirrel. Anyway, mayor and mayor.
Mayor and mayor. Yeah, so the mayor, he's had a number of events. We've had an outdoor cinema. That was definitely rainy.
Oh, my word. That rained and rained and rained.
Actually, it nearly didn't go ahead. Because the screen wasn't working.
Yeah.
But...
Well, are we allowed to say that we almost wanted it to be cancelled?
Well, you have now.
Postponed.
Because it rained.
Yeah, well, postponed
is a good word. Was predicted, like, 2,000 people were going to come, wasn't it? It was predicted to be massive. No, I was saying 2,000. It was about 1,000.
Yeah.
And 5 minutes before it was supposed to start, it wasn't working. PD wanders on over there, gets in the back of the van, tells these boys their job, how to do it, and he fixes it, and then it all works. But we were kind of hoping it would get called off and then put on for a different day where the weather might have been better.
It was such a shame, because the next day was really sunny as well, wasn't it, the Friday?
It was
so
terrible,
sunny.
Terrible weather.
You couldn't
see. Yeah, it wasn't just rainy, was it?
It was mist.
It was gloomy.
It was cold. It was...
And that was going to be my first time.
Your grand plan before I walked over.
Well, it wasn't our plan. I was just thinking. This would be ideal if it gets cancelled, because then obviously if it was a technical fault of the people, they would have to put it on again, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
And then you hope for a gloriously sunny day. The truth is, we didn't have a gloriously sunny day.
It was awful.
Yeah, so it wouldn't have mattered.
And it was going to be an important moment in my life, because it was going to be the first time I'd ever watched Top Gun. But I didn't watch it even then, because it was so foggy and wet and rubbish that it just didn't happen. So.
Oh, there was some...
one guy dressed up, didn't he, with his kids? That was my highlight.
Yes. He dressed up as Maverick, didn't he?
You just watched him.
For different reasons,
If there was ever a time I wanted to quit Badco, that was the day.
Well, let's just say that was the lowest, I think.
Yeah, that was... the low point of what we've done so far of all the events.
We were very grateful to be chosen and to have that event put on, but because of the way that the world moved.
Yeah, absolutely. And the mayor, he did a lovely thing by nominating us as a charity of the year. But behind the scenes, we went and spent a load of money on food and drinks to sell, and no one showed, really.
No. Everything got soaked.
Yeah. We got soaked.
Yeah.
Everyone was miserable.
Yeah.
It was terrible, wasn't it? But what he has done is put on a couple of events that since then that have really helped us.
Yeah.
Obviously, we did the Mayor Maker, which is where he gets like...
Crowned. Made mayor.
Yeah, crowned. I like it. Yeah. What did you say? Nate?
Made mayor.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. We also had the swimming event.
Yeah, this, again.
That's
I mean,
further down the list.
Yeah,
the
rain
swimathon.
Did stop play eventually, but it was
with
a good,
some stats.
It was a drier event, ironically, being a swimming event.
Well, no, because it's...
Because we were in the pool, it's wet in there.
Yeah, so we had to swim an hour each, didn't we? Or half, you didn't do it.
No, no.
But at least you did an hour, didn't you?
Yeah.
And I did 2 hours, an hour on a Saturday, an hour on a Sunday. I loved it.
It was good.
We raised a significant amount of money, didn't we?
It was really good.
It was really good, supported locally by lots and lots of people. But it rained so much in the end, and we got stopped short by half an hour. Yeah. But we swam how far?
It was 27.32 miles.
Because we were supposed to swim the channel, and this is in the outdoor Lido in Shaftesbury. Yeah. So it's a little outdoor pool that's been there for donkey's years.
Oh, yeah. Brought back some lovely memories. I spent my summers up there.
Yeah, it's lovely, wasn't it? But the highlight for me was you had to guess how far we were going to swim in those 2 days.
I've forgotten about that.
And you'll never guess who won it.
Only me.
Oh, God, she was made up.
Did you see her face? I love winning. Winning is one of my favourite things in life. If you haven't met me, I'm very competitive and I like winning. So to get that right, and I got 12 free swims for next year.
Fantastic.
Which is very exciting, which I'm going to use. Amazing. I'm already waiting for it to
reopen. I can see you reliving the excitement right now.
I was really excited.
Yeah, it's good.
And I got a certificate for swimming.
Is it on your fridge?
No, it's on the table at the moment.
I think you got 2 certificates, didn't you?
I got one for winning and then one for swimming.
Yeah. You didn't win the event, at
least. I didn't swim the entire channel.
And then the other thing we're doing is we've got a quiz night that's coming up at the end of November.
Yes.
So a fish and chips supper and quiz.
Indeed.
Yeah, get your tickets online.
Outside the town hall. It's in the town hall.
Yeah, it's in the town hall. Friday the
29th. Something like that. Yeah, end of November. So that's the mayor stuff. So that's really cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah, so what else has been going on, Lise?
Well, you had a golf day.
Oh, yeah, the golf day.
Farmfield, that raised £3,900.
Oh, that was fantastic. Yeah, did it rain?
It did a little bit, yeah.
A little bit, I think, didn't it?
Of course it did.
Yeah.
And you're their charity of the year as well, aren't you, Farmfield? We probably mentioned that earlier in the year.
That was a really good day, wasn't it? Long day.
A good day. Great fundraiser, great sort of networking event, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Met some really lovely people there. And nearly £4,000, which was fantastic.
Yeah, thank you, Farmfield.
Yeah. What else, Lise?
And then you were a beneficiary of Keith Fest again for the second year running.
Yeah, so we went to Keith Fest and it rained.
And it rained? As bad as last year or not as bad as last year?
I wasn't at Keith Fest. I was somewhere else.
At a wedding.
It was at a wedding. That's right. Yeah.
I wasn't there either.
So myself and Will, trustee, went to Keith Fest to show face, and it wasn't as bad weather as the previous year.
Yeah, it was wet and windy. That's where you came down to help us, wasn't it, Lise?
Because all of our stuff nearly got blown away. Yeah. It was ridiculous.
So obviously we're very, very grateful. £1,600 raised at that, which is just amazing. So thanks to the Keith Fest guys of it and co.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And then we did a 300 for 300 challenge. So if you cast your mind back to early days of the Brave and Determined.
you were walking 300 dogs.
Oh, yeah.
I only ever walked about four, didn't I? That was going to be your challenge.
Yeah. So it was where we were trying to raise £300 from 300 people to put 300 people through early intervention life-saving counselling. And we did that insane event where we did like 300 burpees, 300 air squats, 300 calories, and then a 3 mile run, all with a 10 kilo weighted vest on, which was ridiculous.
Yes.
So then we decided, and this was Trustee Will, good lad, he decided he was going to put on a 300 for 300 event. So we did 300 minutes, which is 5 hours of walking up and down Gold Hill.
We did, which is a long time.
And it's very tough on the calves.
So if you don't know Gold Hill, I think we've probably talked about this before, but it's the...
Hovis. Hill.
Yeah, what's the dude who did it? Ridley Scott.
Yeah.
It's a Ridley Scott advert from the 70s where there's a little boy pushing a bike up a hill, cobbled hill. You think it's in Yorkshire, it's not. It's in Shaftesbury.
I think even the voiceover's in the Yorkshire accent.
It is.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know what the gradient is, but it's pretty steep. And it's 100 and something metres long.
Mm.
I can't remember. But anyway, we decided to do it for 5 hours and we literally walked up and down it for five hours.
Well, it was half a marathon, wasn't it, the distance?
Yeah, we did 13 miles.
13 miles of going up and down.
And 1,260 metres elevation gain.
1,260
metres. It was good, though. I really enjoyed it.
It was good. It was really sunny as well, wasn't it? I got a good tan that day.
Yeah, it was a lovely day.
Oh my God, it was that was a sunny day.
That was the sunny day.
Summer.
And we spent it walking up and down.
Yeah, the day we did an endurance challenge.
Yeah, that was hard work, wasn't
it?
Yeah. And this wasn't about raising money. This was about awareness, wasn't it? So 66 times up and down Gold Hill, and we're talking all the way to the bottom and all the way back up, literally to where the cafe is at the top. How much did we raise?
It was about 150 quid, wasn't it?
I don't even think it was that much.
110?
No, it wasn't a lot of money, but like you say, it was about awareness.
But I thought I almost think that, I mean, obviously, I'd love it if someone gave us $5,000. That'd be great. But it was like, I was kind of proud that we still did it anyway.
Yeah.
We got offered £100 if we did 100 reps.
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah, we can do this. I mean, we were 2 reps in at that point. And then we soon realised that ain't going to happen.
Well, I think 100 reps can happen.
Well, I think 100 reps will happen, but there's no time limit. That's what we've got to do. Because we had a time limit of 5 hours, so we didn't stop.
I think that event was worse than the walk that I did. Like, on the day after, I could hardly walk, yeah. Like, my legs were in bits the day after. My calves hurt.
I got up at, like, 7 and went and washed my car.
I think I was...
I did something in the afternoon, but, yeah, I felt really bad. Like, my legs felt worse than the walk.
It was a good day.
It was good. It was really good.
But if we did it, for the 100, we'd get £100.
Yeah, we know that for sure, yeah.
Yeah, so we should just do it.
Yeah, we've been challenged by an individual to do that.
We did tomorrow. No way I could do
it,
man.
Therapy, that,
I am exhausted. Yeah. There's no way I could do it. So what else is going on?
Me?
Half.
I'm going on. No, I'm not going on.
What are you doing?
The two brewers in Shaftesbury had a quiz.
Oh, yes, they did.
Sorry,
yes.
They didn't. They did have a quiz, but that was before they had a bingo night.
Oh, yeah.
That went really well. You went to that, didn't you?
I did. I went down there with Office Lady. We didn't get involved, but we did say hi and popped our head in and had a drink. And it was really good. And they also did a 90s disco night. Is that right?
That was in Tisbury,
wasn't it, Claire? And
oh,
her friends.
I see.
Yeah, so these
okay.
are just, they were just like other things that raised some money.
And then Ship In. Is that Ship In and Shaftesbury?
Yeah,
did a quiz?
We were doing the Mayor Makers, and she came up and said, we have a quiz night once a month.
That's
and
right.
You were our chosen
amazing
charity.
Amazing people
this
don't
month.
Even tell, like, they just go and do it.
Yeah,
that's great.
So
isn't
she
it?
Was like, whoever wins gets to nominate a charity, and you guys are nominated.
That's really lovely.
That 90s disco was looked really cool as well, didn't it? And again, big shout out to those guys. I mean, those three events probably raised, well, over £300, so that definitely put one person through, which is just fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah. Burpee challenge. Nicola. So, the wonderful Nicola and her 5,000 burpees.
Oh, my
in a
God.
Month.
In so, month Nicola, just month to set the scene, Nicola is someone that we met at CrossFit, who is a mum of three and an absolute living legend. She has gone and done her PT training, hasn't she?
Yeah.
And she's now certified PT and decided she was going to do 5,000 burpees through July. So was that 31 days?
Yeah,
it was something like
200 and something a day she had to do every day.
Every day. And obviously if she fell behind...
She has to do more.
She had to do more. So...
We joined her.
We did.
We joined her on Castle Hill in Shaftesbury.
For the...
Was it raining?
No, yeah, it wasn't raining.
Oh, well, we were wet.
The floor was wet.
And we did 200, didn't we?
I think we did 200, but she had already smashed in 100,
yeah,
hadn't
we'd
she?
Done some in the class in the morning.
And you as well, yes.
But yes, me as well.
Yeah. I was there.
Yeah, at least.
But what was really nice about that is we did it, and at the same time, in the same venue, there was an outdoor fitness class going on. That's got a name that I can't remember.
For Fitness Sake?
No, Fitness Sake is on Park Walk. That's lovely Rachel runs For Fitness Sake. But on...
Oh, that was the wellness
Castle
month,
Hill,
wasn't it?
Is the wellness thing that they run for 12 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
So they were doing that and they got involved in it at the end. They did the last 10 with us, didn't they? The whole group.
Fantastic
people. So that was absolutely a really lovely moment.
I did the 200 burpees with one leg because my knee was shot from doing the Gold Hill thing.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Yeah. And in the end, I had to do it with one leg. Oh, it's good fun, isn't it?
But
good
with fun. Nicola, so we've just mentioned it there. So we'll move on to the Bad Fit classes, again, hosted by Nicola at Riversmeet.
Yeah.
Every Saturday.
Yeah.
Free of charge.
Free.
For anybody that wants to go... And I think it's going really well. I don't know how many weeks in we are now, but...
Oh, there must be 3 months in, I reckon.
Yeah.
And she volunteers for that.
Yeah.
She's built a tribe from it, which is absolutely lovely to see.
She's got a little
see.
Facebook community, which everyone who goes to the classes are members of, and the weekends where she can't do the class, she'll post the workout, and she'll post some, like, motivation and stuff for people.
Do you know, when she couldn't do the workout one Saturday, so she... basically, the charity pays for the hire of the hall, and Nicola gives her time for nothing, and she sets out a workout, and people come along, and it's great, and there's like up to 20 people there. And then one day she couldn't do it because her husband was going somewhere, so she had a coffee morning at her place and invited everyone to her house.
Just a beautiful soul.
How fantastic is that?
And she's now started some strength classes, hasn't she?
She has on a Thursday.
And she donates half the profits to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome person.
Which is,
and
yeah.
Big shout out to Hawkers as well. So Hawkers Hill was a local gym up in Shaftesbury, and he lets Nicola do that from his gym, which is fantastic. And we're actually in the old Hawkers Hill building.
Oh, yeah, this
used
to be
to talk
the
about that.
Weightlifting room.
It did, yeah.
I used to do my deadlifts in
but
it.
We'll come to that. We'll come to that because we need to give a big shout out to those people.
We do. So next on our list of events, it is a long old list, isn't it? We've
it
done
is a
lot.
Long list.
We have done a lot.
I want to say, I'm going to say, it's long and distinguished. Name that film, Harv.
No.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't get that. Do you remember that, PD?
What is no. it?
He says, yeah, he says, it's long and distinguished, just like my Janssen.
I don't.
You don't know that. Do you know that?
No.
You don't know that. It's Top Gun.
Well, I wouldn't know
all
that.
All three of you?
Well, I wouldn't know that.
Oh, come on, man. I bet there's people
I'm
out there going, how
quotes.
Did you not know that?
I had a moment the other day when we saw an advert for Gladiator 2, and my son went, Daddy, do you want to go and see that? And I was like, well, I haven't seen the first one
Oh,
yet.
I only watched the first one a few months, well,
you know,
a few
I
weeks
haven't
ago.
Seen the first one.
Have you
it's
not?
A good
no.
film.
It's about
I enjoyed it.
4 years ago now.
Yeah.
But I did watch a film that I've been meaning to watch since it came out the other night.
What, Ace Ventura, yeah?
No, American Psycho.
Oh, yeah,
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's 24 years old, and I've been meaning to watch that.
Oh yeah. So, nice,
there you go. Anyway, different podcast.
Anyway, yeah, we'll go back. Anyway, so
Claysmore,
a
super and classic car show.
That was fantastic.
Vroom, vroom.
And, you know, that's, you know, it's worth mentioning while we're in the room with Mr. Claysmore. Any comment?
It was fantastic.
Great. Yeah.
Do you know what I loved about that? And the people out there who own supercars, sending you lots of love. Fantastic cars. Awesome. We were right by the Aston Martin stand, weren't we?
We were.
And, yeah, fantastic. Those cars are worth upwards of 50K, yeah. Even up to 100 grand. But do you know what? The people who... Like, there was a guy who turned up in a Mark III Escort RS Turbo, and everyone looked at that. There was an old Mini...
It was the Metro.
Yeah.
It was the Austin Metro.
I used to have a Metro. That's my first car, Metro.
And it sounds harsh, doesn't it, to say? But like when the Astons are beautiful cars, and like the Lamborghini stand and all of that sort of stuff, the Ferrari stand, beautiful cars. And yeah, of course you want to go and have a look. But they're like, all the Ferraris, they're all red. So you just go, yeah, great Ferrari. Wow, look at that. That's an RS Turbo. My dad had one of them.
Well, you it's know? The nostalgia, isn't it? It comes with
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Didn't see a Maestro, though. I would love to have seen a Maestro.
I think there was a Maestro there.
Was there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, amazing.
I had a Maestro back in the day.
Did you?
Mm, I had an MG Maestro Turbo.
Oh, did it have the digital dash?
Yeah, it had the digital dash. It wasn't a hit with the ladies, I'm going to be honest.
So anyway,
yeah.
Claysmore Super and Classic Car Show, we took the Bad Co coffee trailer.
It was our first outing.
It was our first outing, and why not go big on your first outing? I think I worked out how many coffees we'd sold on the day, which was something like 500, something like that. It was a lot.
That's a lot of coffee.
It was a lot of coffee. Fortunately, we bought in a couple of, in the sporting world, they'd be called ringers, professionals. Who volunteered their services, and we're very grateful. So that
they
was Hannah
an amazing
and
job.
James.
Yeah.
And that was a non-stop coffee queue. That was a really, really good event.
It was
for coffee.
It was brilliant. Yeah, yeah, it was brilliant.
And it was nice weather. It was nice weather.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was a good day. It was a good day. And we need to give a shout out because we haven't talked about a coffee trailer. So we now own a coffee trailer.
That's
so
next on the list.
Yeah,
or nearly next on the list.
Yeah, we need to talk about
next
that.
On the list.
I like this though. It's kind of rolling, isn't it? You know, we've got the list, but we're just
and thanks
going
to
for
you.
It.
You did a lot of work to get that coffee trailer with the grants.
Yeah. So we, as everyone knows, we've got Bagco Coffee. We all love coffee, don't we?
We do.
Yeah, we love
not
it.
Not me.
Not least, she's a tea drinker. Yeah. But I do love a tea. Like this afternoon, I had a cup of tea and a little sit. I
love a cup of tea. It solves everything
nice,
in life, a cup of tea.
And in the evening, I love a peppermint tea.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm a bit
digestion.
Wild. Honestly, I'm a bit crazy, you know? Mm. Sometimes I have hot water with lemon in it.
You think you know
my
someone.
My dad used to do that every morning.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, so where we buy our coffee, the guys down there were selling a coffee trailer, like an outfit ready to rock and roll. And they told me that, and I kept that to myself because they said, you can borrow it whenever you want. And I thought, yeah, I'm not going to say anything. And of course, I stupidly, about a week or so later, mentioned it to office lady who said, well, this is a cracking idea. She phones Harv and says, we should definitely do this. He, of course, goes, let's do it. And then we borrowed it, didn't we, and took it to Park Walk. And it was really good, wasn't it?
It was really, really good.
It was really good.
Yeah, they're great little outings now.
Yeah. And so what we did was we wrote letters to charities asking them for funding to help us buy it, because it promotes mental health talk mornings. It creates funds, because we sell the coffee and then of course the profit goes into the charity. So it's a really, really positive thing. And we had three charities basically gift us the money, which was the Shaftesbury Charitable Trust, Williams & Williams, and the Trinity Trust.
Yeah.
All put their hands in their pockets and gave us the money.
That's
and
amazing,
we bought it.
Isn't
How
it?
Cool was that?
That is amazing.
So we own a coffee trader now as well, which we took to Claysmore, we took to the Mayor-Maker, we took to the outdoor cinema event.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And that was like one of your goals, wasn't
yeah.
it? Like,
yeah. And it starts us yeah. with like, you know, the next goal is we need a cafe.
Yeah. And
yes,
a gym.
Let's crack on with
we
that.
Do. Yeah,
yes.
Well, should we just get one?
What are you doing tomorrow? Yeah, just get a cafe.
Yeah, we'll just get a cafe. Yeah, so sorry, yeah.
I can make cheesecake.
So all we do is sell coffee and bisque off cheesecake. That's it.
Yeah, that works.
I think
for
everyone
me.
Would be happy with that.
Yeah.
I think the next one, well, I don't think I know because it's written in front of me. The next one on the list is the Gillingham and Shaftesbury Show. That wasn't a coffee trailer event, that was a Bad Cloth Coven event. Cloven event over 2 days in the middle of summer.
Well, was it summer?
Summer in inverted commas.
Yeah. The second day the weather was terrible, which played into our hands because the weather forecast was glorious.
Yes.
And it turned around to be a terrible, terrible
cold.
Day. And what did we sell?
Hoodies.
We sold loads of hoodies. It worked right in our favour, didn't we? We it sold did. Hoodies that were too small for people who didn't care because
they
were cold.
Yeah.
So we had a good day, didn't
we? Yeah. So that was Gillingham Shaftesbury Show. And then...
Oh.
So should we leave that one to the end?
Yeah.
Oh, do you want any?
I think so.
Okay, let's flip over the page. You can hear.
The rustling.
You can hear the rustling of...
It's Will again.
It's
oh,
weird.
Will.
Will's been mentioned that he should have been here as a guest.
Yeah.
He's a good lad, isn't he?
He did a cycle challenge, 300K, over 2 days. And it rained.
Oh, God, it did.
You joined him? Did you
no,
join him?
No, I didn't. I wanted to join him. So he did the Saturday.
What's his surname?
Jones.
Will Jones.
His unusual surname.
Yeah. So he did the Saturday. I think he went with his brother, maybe.
Yeah, and Saturday did, was his brother, yeah.
Yeah, with his brother. And then, so it got to the Saturday night, and I messaged him saying, where are you going from tomorrow morning? I want to come and just do the first... I'm not going to say that. Do the first, like, few miles with him, like, do the first 30 miles with him. But he actually drove to Castlecombe and rode the Castlecombe circuit. And... I couldn't make that, so I just went out on my bike in the absolute
solidarity.
And did the,
in the horrendous rain.
It was wet, wasn't it?
And I even did a little video on social media to say, we're with you, Will. You know, keep going, man. Good work. Thanks for everything you do. He said it didn't rain at all where he was.
No,
he was
right. You should have just done that.
But he said he never, like, when he finished that event, he wanted to snap that bike in half and never see it again. So fair play to him. That
fair
was
play,
too
Will.
Long
Thank
days.
You very
and,
much.
And bearing in mind, Will is a rugby player, a weightlifter. He's a strong lad. He is not a cyclist. And that is a really big challenge for him and an amazing effort.
It's a long way,
isn't
it?
And he raised a decent amount of money off the back of that.
Yeah.
So well done. Thank
Top
you,
bloke.
Will. Next.
Next. You had a...
It's like being in a doctor's surgery. Next. That just rolled off your tongue, Lace. Did it?
It did. You had a mental health talk morning at the Two Brewers. A breakfast morning.
Yes, we did.
Oh, breakfast.
Yeah, it was breakfast.
Well, it's funny, isn't it? Harv can clear his diary for a sausage sandwich.
I'll be there.
Yeah, it was really nice. The guys down at the Brewers, which is at the bottom of Gold Hill, they put on a mental health talk morning for us. It was £5, coffee, bacon sandwiches, sausage sandwiches. And the beauty about it was they messed the order up and me and you got a sausage sandwich and a half each.
Yes,
oh,
bonus.
Nice.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
That's
good.
That's a
boosty
bonus,
day.
Isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And there were some really lovely people there, weren't there?
Yeah,
really
was
lovely
really,
people.
Really good. Really
and
good.
Can I just talk about our recent donation that we got?
Yeah, I mean, that's topical. So
yeah,
yes.
So there's a guy who came to that mental health talk morning down there called Mike.
Oh, yeah.
And he also goes to Talk Club.
Oh,
so,
yeah, you need to talk about that as well.
Yeah, so Talk Club happens every other Wednesday in Shaftesbury at Father's House, which is a men's mental health talk group, if you like. And that's a national thing. So if you were to go, if you just put in Talk Club into your favoured search engine, you know, because there's lots available, then it would come up with Talk Club. Tyson Fury, he's one of the guys who sort of promotes it. And it's a really, really good space. It's just for men. You can talk about the good things, the bad things. You have to give a score of your how you feel out of 10 when you walk in, and you have to give that same score when you walk out, and you hope that the score has increased. So if you're having a rough time, like for me...
Can I ask a question about it?
You may.
Do you get scores all the way across the people? Do you get ones and do you get tens?
Yeah.
Or you do?
Yeah, so you get someone come in who will say, my life is shit, and it's a two. And you'll get another one who goes... My life's pretty bang on. My kids are doing really great. I'm just about to pay my mortgage off on my 10.
Wow.
Yeah. But what you hope is that, because there's different sections to it, because then you have to talk about what you're grateful for this week. What are you doing to work on your mental health? And it goes around each person. Oh. And you have a ball, and you talk when you hold the ball. So everyone gets a voice, and you're not allowed to ask questions. You're not allowed to interrupt anyone. So it's a really, really positive thing.
Yeah.
And the guy I'm thinking of who basically gave a two, I mean, his life was pretty bad. He was just coming. He won't mind me talking about it. Just coming off, a stay in hospital, and he had basically lost everything through addiction.
Yeah.
And he was at a two when he walked in, and when he left, he was at a 2.5. But it's an increase.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he really enjoyed the community and the chat, yeah, and everything that went in there. I really love it. I think it's a great space. And I've met some really nice people through doing it. And one of the people that I met there is a guy called Mike, who he said he wanted to help. And he started listening to our podcast and said he loves it. And at the Two Brewers, when we were there, he was talking about, oh, how can I help? And, he wanted to help us. And I said, oh, we need some more recording stuff. So he basically donated us a sum of money to help us buy, what's that called, PD?
A podcast recorder.
And he's just donated it. And, like, he just said, send me bank details and I'll send this money over and I want to help. I mean, it's fantastic.
It is amazing.
Yeah. And that's a nice thing to do, like to give something that's actually going to help you develop something further, isn't it? Like, you know, not saying it's not nice people donate money and raise money, but to buy something that we need helps us with this, isn't it?
And I think the other thing, it's a pat on the back for us sat in this room, that there's people out there that
actually think listen and think this is all right.
Yeah, and think we're doing a good thing here, and they see the value in it.
Mm. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's helped us to that next step, which is, you know, we get this podcast recorder, we know we need to upgrade two of our microphones, we know we need a new mic stand over there, so we're getting there, and we will get to the point where we're like, you know, we'll have headphones before you know it.
Be a fully professional.
It's going to be amazing. So Talk Club, you know, if anyone is listening from around the country, and you're struggling, go to Talk Club. Absolutely fantastic. There'll be one near you. Just go to their website and you'll be able to find it. And a big shout out to the Two Brewers for putting on that Mental Health Talk morning, and a big shout out to Mike for helping us out with podcast equipment. So thanks, fantastic. Mike. Okay. What's next?
The final thing on the list.
We've got two penultimate.
We had a quiz put on by the Lions, Gillingham Lions Club at the old brewery in Gillingham.
Are the Lions like countrywide? Is that like?
Yeah, and then they're town-wide, aren't they? Yeah. Are they? So there's the Gillingham and Shaftesbury Lions, isn't it? And then I think there's like another one in Wiltshire, and they're all
there are a couple localized. Of different groups. Warminster and Westbury were out the night. We went.
Oh, yes, they were. Yeah, they were.
Yeah, like localised.
Really good evening.
Fantastic.
Lovely evening. We had a little barco stall set up. It was a really well attended event. Made lots of sales, lots of money into the charity. There was money raised from a raffle they did as well. I even ate a vegetarian lasagna.
Mm. And enjoyed it?
I think I did.
Wow. Mm-hmm. There you go.
So, you know. You think you know yourself.
Lots of age range as well. There was people there in their 20s, I want to say, up to people in their 70s.
I would say so, yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah, it was really good.
Oh, I didn't make it.
No, and you love a quiz, don't you?
I do love a quiz.
Yeah.
But I was at the...
The medium night, yes.
Yeah. There's been lots going on in my life.
Yeah, there has. But there was no word from the other side.
No, sadly, I didn't get anyone come through for me that night, which I was quite sad about because I genuinely went thinking I might.
It kind of scares me.
It was.
I'm going to go to one off the back of you. Yeah. I'm going to go to one.
Are you going to go to the other van one? Should we go together?
I'm just intrigued. I don't think I'd buy any of it.
But it's not for me. But
no,
I'm glad you had a nice
time. But that intrigue is getting me a little bit.
Yeah, there were some people who genuinely were touched by what was said. And it was, you know, it obviously meant something to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. So there's one more thing on that list that we need to talk about.
The biggest thing that's happened this year.
Huge. Should we do a little drum roll?
Well, I was trying to think of something really sarcastic to say then. When you say the biggest thing that's happened this year, I wanted to say, like, I don't know. Something really sarcastic.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to give you a drum roll. Right, drum roll.
Charity ball.
Yes, the charity ball, which was the 14th of September.
The second charity ball.
The second
brain determined charity ball.
Can we say inaugural charity ball? Is that when it's every year?
No, it's the first one.
Oh.
It's our second inaugural one.
It's the second. What's it when it's every year then?
Annual.
Oh, yeah.
The second annual charity ball.
The second annual charity ball. And I think you've got to do another drum roll because the amount of money that was raised in that evening. £12,500.
Whoa. Unbelievable.
Extraordinary.
We thought last year was a big total,
It was
a big total.
The total last year was seven and a half.
Yeah. We were a bit like, are we going to beat that?
We didn't think we were.
But
so it was amazing.
Huge, huge thank you to everybody involved in the ball. Nables, office lady, me.
Yeah. Thank
and
you,
most
Sam.
Of all,
thank
I
you.
Want to thank me.
I didn't mean that.
Us per Snoop Dogg.
I didn't mean that. At least you right here, Queen of Raffles. Loads of
the
people.
The people who donated. Yeah. The chocolate fountain guy.
The people that give us the table.
The Hillbrush
himself.
Amazing
the food,
venue.
Man. The food was fantastic. Yeah.
The venue was amazing.
Three Girls, DJ...
Daisha,
DJ Khaled, DJ Luck and MC Neat. Yeah. What a surprise that was. And everybody that donated an auction prize, and Timothy Medhurst for doing the auction.
Yeah.
Because the auction was a real winner.
Yeah, it was.
It was just a brilliant night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really good. It was really good.
We got dressed up.
We won't mention any names, but there was a table of people who loved a charity auction. Because it gave them the facility to just give money to the charity. So they didn't even care what they were buying. They were just bidding, and they took a load of stuff that they didn't even want.
No, we might be auctioning it again.
next year.
Yeah. So thank you to that table. You know who you are. It was really good.
It was amazing.
Have we booked another?
We have a date.
Are we going to say the date though? Because we probably need to announce it on socials.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to say the date.
Well, next year.
Stay tuned.
It's next year.
Stay tuned.
Save the date for next year.
Yeah, just
one
leave
day.
Everything
one Saturday.
Free next year.
Yeah. So what we got coming up next year?
Next year, we are finally climbing Ben Nevis.
Yes, we had to put it off, didn't we?
We put it off a couple of times, didn't we?
Because of travel and stuff like that. And then we're supposed to be going this weekend coming.
Yes.
But actually, we're going to the Bad Cabaret with Bell Street.
Yeah, we haven't mentioned that either, have we?
Yes,
the Bad Cabaret. I've got it on my list.
Oh.
Yeah. You dropped yourself in it, at least. And the Bad Cabaret is this weekend, which we're really looking forward to. It does involve Harv and I undressing.
I think
we can say that now because this will probably be out after the weekend, I reckon. So Harv and I were stood in someone's lounge in our pants.
Get the podcast out.
Yeah.
I think that was probably the most... Brave and Determined has been a hell of a journey in the last 3 years.
Well, if you think the amount of places we've been in our pants.
Yeah. But that was probably the most surreal moment.
Well, it wasn't the one where... The wind blew and we were literally naked and the dog bandana flipped up you showed everything to everyone there. I think I erased that one.
But I mean, the whole, when I say there was...
This
like,
is why
you know,
I had to go back to therapy, because of that moment.
There was not many clothes being worn and there was snow machines and it was in someone's living room and there was a dog. And you know what I mean? It was just all a bit...
Surreal.
Yeah, surreal is the word.
Yeah.
The Backo Cabaret, which is, again, a lovely thing that's been done to raise funds for us.
And we've worked out, if they sell all the tickets, it's going to help a lot of people.
Oh, it's 20-odd people, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
Amazing.
So that's this weekend. So we had to put off Ben Nevis, but we're doing it in January on a very special day.
On my back.
And this is the other reason why we're doing it on Lisa's birthday, because Harv and I forgot this year.
No, do you remember we did that whole joke where we pretended to forget?
Yeah.
I'm a little bit worried about climbing a mountain in January.
Well, no, it's fine, isn't it? Scotland's always sunny.
A bit cold. Yeah. So we've got to get up early doors. But
It'll be fine, it'll be an adventure.
Harv and I were talking about it the other day, and we were saying what we think we're going to have to do is literally leave at like 7 p.m. and drive through the night to get there for 7 a.m.
That's exciting, yeah.
Yeah. And then go up and down it. So, like, your birthday will be spent, you know, 50% of it in a car.
Nice.
Yeah, but with us.
Yeah. What more do I want?
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing.
What more in the world would you
want? Nothing. Yeah. Absolutely nothing.
So that's cool. And then in 2 weeks' time, what's going on, Lise?
We have got a hybrid games happening at a local gym, R. Lukin's, in Pimpern.
Yes.
Which has been put on by the... Is it the Abbey View?
In Shaftesbury, who are massive supporters of us.
I'm taking part with Nicola.
And I think you're going to win.
Let's not.
No, I'm thinking you're going to win.
Bookie's got your favourites.
We've done a couple of run-throughs of the workouts, and I've nearly died both times.
Oh, they've already released the workouts?
They've released the workouts, yeah.
Oh, that's a bit cheap.
So we've been practising.
You've done one with me.
Jesus Christ.
And it was not nice.
Really?
I died a bit.
How many workouts is there in a day?
Three.
Right.
But we're not sure whether, after reading the email today, it sounds like it might be continual because it says it should take like between 45 and 75 minutes. So I'm thinking.
I think it is.
I think that's what they said to us.
They wanted to do one because it's supporting mental health and what we do. You know,
endurance.
Yeah. And what else do you do when you support a mental health brand other than kill everyone in the room?
So it's going to be interesting because it's hard. Thank you for doing it for us.
Thank you.
So we're going to be representing.
Excellent.
I'm looking forward to it. I like a bit of competition.
Yeah, you do. As long as I win.
Right. We've got to shoot on because PD has given us the nod that we're running out of time already. So should we go straight into rants?
We can go into rants if you want.
Shall we? Because, I think everyone knows what we do. We do this, you know, we do it so often. And it's not like it's been six months.
Just go and buy something on the website.
Yeah. Well, at least I like it. Should we just go straight into rants?
What you got?
Well, no, what have you got?
What have I got? Well, mine's a little bit niche, so I don't. It's not going to be my best rant, I don't think.
Well, I don't think I've got the best rant.
I've got a LinkedIn rant.
Oh, I'm not on LinkedIn.
You're not
so
on LinkedIn. You are on LinkedIn.
I am on LinkedIn, but not very active.
No. Well, and I think it's partly my own fault for being a buyer for a living.
Because
the amount of messages you get hit with, direct messages on LinkedIn, about people offering their products or services. And let me tell everybody that sends those messages out, nobody buys something off the back of you cold messaging them on LinkedIn, talking about collaborating and putting your company's name X the other company's names or partnerships or synergy. Just fuck off out my DMs. Nobody is doing business that way.
Yeah, but if you go bigger than that and you look at cold calling.
Yeah, it works.
That's
why they do it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but who does it work?
It doesn't work in our office because they don't get put any through any further than me going, no, sorry, they're not in the office today.
They say it's about 0.2% of all people that get a cold call.
Is it really?
0.2%?
Something like that.
Well, yeah, just stop it.
It's significantly less than 1%, but if you make 1 million calls,
someone's going to buy it.
I still get them, and I'm just like, yeah, fuck off.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's like on LinkedIn. I don't really know why I'm on there.
It's a bit like that.
Yeah.
I'm not on it.
And I've got a mini rant off.
Go on.
That just came to me before we started the podcast.
Go on.
And that's people that don't separate the words thank and you.
Oh, I don't think I've ever come across someone who writes thank you as one word.
No,
I've seen
it
multiple times.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Where did you see it tonight?
In a work email that I shouldn't be reading outside of work hours. Yeah.
What, from a company?
No, from a supplier. Yeah, from an individual, yeah.
What, and they've put thank you as one word?
Yeah, I've seen it. I see it many times.
But surely, like, Microsoft will show you that's an error.
Yeah, you get a look, and that red squiggly line's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they've gone with it.
If you just put a space in it, then that goes.
They've gone with it.
Wow.
And it happens more often than I care for.
Okay.
So that's me. Rant out.
Lise.
I mean, I've got some rants. I was saying to Hals earlier, but I feel like mine are all quite personal rants.
Yeah, that's okay. Just pick one of them, though.
But I don't know. But, like, if someone listens and then they hear it, they'll be like, oh, that's
no names.
No. Okay.
Cheers the names. Keith.
If you're starting a new job, would you go in and just do what people ask you to do? Like, show you, this is how we do it here. This is what we do. This is what we've done for the last 20 years. Mm. Would you, in the first week, be that person who wants to change everything?
In week one.
Or day one?
Are you the boss?
I am a boss. No, they're just a member of staff.
Well. You don't come in and upset the apple cart, do you?
Not straight
away.
You
don't come in and start saying, why are you doing it like that? What you need to do is you learn it, and then after about a month, you start saying, hey, I reckon I've got a more efficient way of us doing this.
That's not been happening lately, and that's been winding me up.
Right. Yeah, you kind of like that. If that person listens, they're going to know who they are. Mm.
But I don't think they'll listen.
Shack them.
No, I don't get that far. But personally, I wouldn't.
No.
But then I was told during my counselling sessions, I that was one of the things that came up. I was just like, I'd been there that day. I'd been like, this has happened today.
Yeah, what did she say?
And one of the things that she said I needed to do was meet people where they're at. So if that person's coming in that place, it's, you know, they might be a strong character as well and another strong female like certain where they are, meet them where they're at. Because you, just because you wouldn't do it, you shouldn't expect everyone else to not do it.
Meet them where they are. And then push them gently back to where you
yeah. That is one of my things, is to meet people where they're at, because I expect a lot from people because I have quite high expectations of myself. And yeah. And yeah, she's like, you know, maybe you should meet people where they're at. And I was a bit like, So yeah, that would be my rant. I've got some others, but we won't go into them.
I want to hear them now.
Yeah, give us one more.
Here, go on, one more.
One more.
Go on.
What are you shaking your head for?
No, I can't. No, because we don't need to talk about that on air.
Okay.
The other rant I have, actually, the other day, I parked in the car park at the gym. So it's on an industrial estate. Mm-hmm. There was a massive Arctic lorry, obviously, doing the delivery. I parked in a space, and he leans out of his window. He honks his horn. I get out of my car, get rid of him. He honks his horn, and he goes, he's foreign, but then, you know, the horn that goes. He went, move. Can you move? And I was like, I'm in a space. And he's like, I need to get through. And I was like, he was trying to get through the gaps in the cars. I was like, if I'd have been parked here 5 minutes earlier, you wouldn't be able to get through this space.
No.
So I was like, oh, no, I'm not moving.
And oh, you refused?
Well, no, I had to in the end. He started moving his truck into the space.
Well, like, I'm going to eat your car.
Yeah, and he's just like, move, move. And I was like, yeah, so I had to move. But I was like, I'm in a space.
Did you call him anything?
Under my breath, I did.
Oh, God, that's always the best
you
way to do it.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then
when
we drove past, I stuck my
fingers. Yeah, I was going to say, behind the cover of the
me.
Door,
so like,
stick your fingers out.
I'm in a space, and he's telling me to move. So that wound me up.
Well, that's his problem, isn't it, really?
I've got a very local rant. I don't know if you all know this one, Harv. You probably do, because you drive the Gillingham to Shaftesbury Road.
Oh, my God.
It's been closed, hasn't it?
Oh, my God. Not just closed.
Not just closed.
What, really closed?
Traffic. Oh, my God. What is wrong with the Dorset Council? They're never bloody there!
Honestly.
We're away.
Yeah. Honestly. So they shut it for 4 days.
4 days completely.
Or was it 5 days?
No, 4 days.
To put cable in from where Aldi is across to the new housing estate they're putting in. So you drive down there. There's no one there. They must have been working like, you know,
overnight
between
secret service.
Midnight and 3 a.m. You know, that's it, any time there. So they close it for the whole week. So everyone's diverted through East Tower. But then people are cutting through that little lane round the back
lane.
There. And there was trucks going down there. So unsuitable for heavy goods vehicles, but then everyone just drives past anyway. So then they open the road up again, then there's traffic lights there to go round a by road that's been left on the road. You know, it's literally that you're like, why have you put traffic lights in there?
But then they've got traffic lights further up the road.
At least this is my rant.
Sorry. I'm no good at talk club because I've been interrupted all the time.
And then outside the showground, there's traffic lights there as well. No one there.
They've been moving for
what
the last
are you
3 weeks.
Has someone in the council just gone, right, you know, this guy over here, this guy sitting, he ain't got a job. Well, why don't we just get him to disrupt the road between Gillingham and Shaftesbury constantly for about 18 months?
I've got another little rant on the end of that. Our local radio station reported that the road was fully open the other day. He was like, celebrate, you can go back to Gillingham. You couldn't because there were still traffic lights everywhere.
I read that.
Oh, my God. The road's open. There's no traffic lights.
But bearing in mind, it wasn't long ago where they were putting that pipe in from Gillingham to Shaftesbury and the traffic lights just moved down that. I mean, what are they playing at? Come on, people. Talk to each other. Anyway, rant over. I'm fine about it.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. I wish
that.
I'd have thought of that. Cause that
it's very local.
For
the people who are listening in, you know, Asia, I'm sorry about that.
And Gillingham's a hellhole anyway at that time of night, isn't it, to get through?
I thought you were just going to say in general.
No,
I was like, at least we got listeners there.
The traffic lights, honestly,
are
just
bad, isn't it?
Aren't they?
Yeah. So that's pretty much it for today.
Good catch up.
It has been nice to catch up with you guys. I've missed this. I think PD's missed this because he was nearly crying earlier with laughter before we were recording because we were talking about some random stuff.
We talked some stupid stuff.
Well, one of the things we talked about is, are a man's nipples always erect? And I think we decided
yes.
They are,
aren't they?
I think, yeah.
But
I didn't know this until tonight.
But we also decided female nipples weren't.
No.
But then we're only judging it on three blokes and one woman.
No, because we did look at a few in the gym as well, didn't we?
What, women's nipples?
No, blokes.
No, men's nipples.
Oh, that's okay,
it sound any better, doesn't it?
No, you can see through their shirts. Some of them were.
Yeah, because like they were always.
Yeah, but I've never thought about that till tonight. I was like, because Harv's had a picture of his tattoo, and I was like, your nipples are wrecked again.
Yeah. Well, when you put it in the group, we need to talk about nipples. My instant thought was your question, should you post pictures of nipples on Instagram?
Oh, no. I mean, I was all for the nipple pic the other day.
Like, nip pic?
Well, you quite enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I think, I was like, I just hadn't noticed that men's nipples are always erect. Or just always a bit pat?
Yeah, but I don't think we know the answer to
this. Maybe you don't
get
erect nipples.
Well, I don't think we do. We're generalising that we know the answer, and I don't think we do. So write to us at braveandthedetermined@gmail.com and let us know. Are your nipples erect?
Wow. And what is the message?
The message is, we need to record this more often.
I just wrote, make time for friends.
Absolutely.
It's the same thing.
And this only came about yesterday. And bless you, Lise, because you cancelled a dinner date.
I did. Make time for friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was bidding you two off because I want to see the other friends. Yeah. But they were very understanding. Thank you, Abby and Amy.
Thank you.
Yeah, bless them. And it's been long overdue us catching up.
It has.
And so we need to. We're now in season three, so we've got no excuse. We have to record at least every 2 weeks, at least. And we need to buy some more pod equipment. I don't know how we're going to do that, but we need
send
to
send us your money.
Send us your nipple stories and your money.
Amazing. Thanks everyone. Thanks for having. Oh, we haven't given a shout out to WeHeat.
Oh, we need to do that.
Oh my God. So before you go, this is only going to take a minute. We are currently sat in a building in Shaftesbury that used to be the Hawkers Hill Gym. It is now run by WeHeat South, which is an amazing company. If you need your boiler serviced, absolutely tap them up. They're a good bunch of people.
Are we like, this is like a sponsor now?
It is a sponsor because these guys have given us this office space absolutely free of charge.
Yeah, it's amazing.
We don't pay anything. And the office space here is probably, because we downsized office to a small one, and this is probably three times the size of that tiny little office.
It's bigger than your first office, isn't it, as well?
And totally free of charge. That he doesn't mind us, or they don't mind us using it day, night, free heating, free electric, fantastic. Amazing. So a massive, massive shout out to WeHeat. Get your boiler serviced by them. Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Kat. Thanks, Steph.
Thank you, WeHeat.
Thank you, WeHeat.
Thank you,
the message.
Adam. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, producer David.
That's the message. Get your boiler serviced because it's coming in the winter, and get WeHeat to do it wherever you are.
Yeah, especially if you haven't got your allowance now.
That's a bit political. That's WeHeat South, though. I'm assuming there's a WeHeat North. So
you probably have to work really hard.
Yeah. What, Oop North? Because it's grim up there.
Well, it is.
And on that note, we'll see you all again soon. Cheers.
Bye.